Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a really special guest for all of you this afternoon. I'm extremely privileged and humbled to be joined by General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. He's a global authority on leadership, an expert on climate change and disaster preparedness. And he certainly had his fill of disaster response. He was the commander of Joint Task Force Katrina and became known as the Category 5 General for his leadership in coordinating military relief efforts in post-Hurricane New Orleans. He also led the security review of the U.S. Capitol's security infrastructure following the attacks on January 6th, 2021. He is a true American hero, and he's here with us on Civic Media. Welcome, General. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's good to be with you. God bless America.
God bless America, sir. I couldn't agree with you more. Let's jump right in to climate. In preparing myself for our discussion today, you know, I have repeatedly made it the argument that our adversaries in the world, read Russia, China, they are making preparations that account for climate change. And when you look at the globe, and you look particularly at the proximity of the United States to, for example, Russia, on the North Pole, as those ice caps melt, those will continue to be incredibly crucial shipping lanes, and we have to be accounting for climate change in our national security planning and in our preparedness for these things. And General, I wanted to ask you, what did you learn from Katrina that you want regular folks to understand about how crucial it is for both our military and intelligence, but how crucial it is for our national security interests for us to be very, very clear that climate change is real and it is happening?
Well, I think when you look at the lessons learned from Katrina and the strength of the storm and the temperature of the Gulf when Katrina made landfall was record high, as was the case last year with Hurricane Helene and Milton, the highest temperature in the Gulf, which fuels the hurricanes, which made these three hurricanes a part of history, in that Katrina came in as a Category 5, made landfall as a Category 3, and hit Louisiana, then turned toward Mississippi and put a 27-foot tidal surge in Biloxi, Mississippi. It was a historic storm that killed nearly 1,900 people along the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi. And there's an attribute to Katrina because the ocean was so warm because of global warming, which is one of the side effects of climate change, in that we are man-made products are going into the air, primarily methane and others. The carbon that's going into the air is creating conditions where we've got sea level rise, as well as oceans are warming and the ice cap melting, which will change the landscape. As far as national security, we will have to invest significant amount of money in our ports. The Port of New Orleans export 43% of U.S. exports in terms of tonnage. Our East Coast ports, which host the Atlantic Naval Fleet, those ports, many of them have to be reworked for 2 or 3 inches rise in the ocean could impact the reworking or reconstruction of those ports to be able to handle high tides, because it's a multiplying impact with 3-inch sea rise along with ocean warming. The same thing with our West Coast ports. They will have to be restructured and re-engineered to be able to deal with 2 to 3 inch rise in ocean water, because it has a cumulative effect. Those are the big issues facing our national security. And you know, our nuclear Navy is on the East and West Coast, and in the littorals in the Pacific, many places we have naval as well as ground forces. and they will lose land with sea level rise and be subject to more and more impact of global warming, if we may use that term, which is attributed to man-made global warming, which raising the temperature and the level of the sea. So it is a significant, but it's global impact. It's not just America, it's the world.
Folks, that's General Russell Honoré, also known as the Category 5 General, for his work coordinating the military relief efforts after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. General, what was your reaction when the Trump administration earlier this year stripped the Environmental Protection Agency of the ability to regulate carbon emissions, the things that cause the global warming, that add to the sea level rise, that are changing these global security dynamics, that are costing American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars to make the infrastructure repairs and improvements that you're describing, sir?
Needless to say, even adult television, I was very disappointed, not to use the words I would normally use, a blank, blank. It was very discouraging to see that they have stooped to this level of deregulation. And just last week, the EPA, I'm sure you saw, have told the plants, don't worry about it. We're not coming and inspect what you're putting in the air or what you're putting in the water. A total reversal of the Clean Air and Clean Water Act. And that will have irreversible, permanent damage to our environment and to our water system, because the impact of what goes on the ground in surface water can end up in our drinking water. So it's a violation of the Clean Water Act and the Clean Drinking Water Act. This goes back to when the river in Cleveland caught fire.
Yes.
When industry said, hey, don't worry about it. Dilution is a solution for pollution. And they kept dumping chemicals in the Cognoa River and it caught fire, which was a motivating factor for the White House to push into Congress the Clean Water Act to prevent the amount of chemicals that could go into our surface water. And that lake is still not clean. Those many years later, and was a message to the world and to industry, you do not have the right to put everything you want in our surface water, because somebody downstream has to drink that water. The city of New Orleans drink water out of the Mississippi River, which 31 states dump their sewage, the industrial waste, and the agricultural waste come down the Mississippi River, and New Orleans have to clean it to be able to drink it. And now we've got something, Maggie, called the invisible chemicals. It takes very special testing to be able to find it, and it's out there. So water, drinking water, I think will be a motivating factor for future regional wars, because people will be fighting over water, because only 1% of the Earth's water is drinkable. The rest of it, if you want to drink it, you got to clean it.
You got to clean it. Folks, again, that's General Russell Honoré. And General, you anticipated my next question, which was the Trump administration report saying that they have basically wink, wink, nudge, nudge, told plants and manufacturers, don't worry, we're not going to enforce the Clean Air and the Clean Water Act. By the way, Clean Air Act was under Nixon, for crying out loud. People forget
exactly
that. And the Clean Water Act was adopted over his veto, a rebuke from Congress. So critical that people understand what's at risk. Remember, folks, billionaires, they'll always have clean air and clean water. Us regular folks that have bosses and paychecks, we're the ones at risk. General,
Put a pin on that. Maggie,
please.
Also, you remember that President Reagan went after the industry because the trees in the Northwest were dying.
Yep.
So it's not just what Nixon and Carter did to impose regulation. President Reagan said, hey, you know, you got to clean up this acid rain. It was killing trees in the Northwest and going into Canada. And they enforced regulations. And you know what? When you put the heat on the plants, they'll clean it up.
No doubt. Thank you for that history reminder. General, I wanted to ask you this. When we look at climate change-induced disasters, like hurricanes and the wildfires that we've seen, the tragic flooding, both in North Carolina and Texas of this year, how does that put a strain on our military's resources and our overarching emergency response capabilities? These costs are now in the hundreds of billions every year that have to be dedicated to this. The repair, the cleanups, decades sometimes of repairs that are required, that price tag will only accelerate. Is it just simply about the money, sir? Or is there more impacts, again, on our military preparedness and our other emergency response capabilities?
Well, I think it's an impact on all of the above. The general budget of the United States, which impact how much money is available to defend our nation from foreign aggression. It's a combination of all. In 2023, the government spent $2 billion helping people get back in their homes.
Yes.
But get this, Maggie, they spent $12 billion rebuilding parks, gyms, and schools as a result of hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. And we've always had tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods. But what scientists will show you, and oh, by the way, the current administration has silenced the people who collect the data, the storms are coming more frequent. We are having a 100-year flood every 10 years. And in some communities, we're having a 100-year flood every 2 years.
It's interesting.
As a result of the impact of global warming.
Precisely, General, and I apologize for interrupting you, sir. That term, and we just had a 1,000-year flood here in the state of Wisconsin, those terms are actually completely outdated, right? Because they're based on decades-old climate data. And the Trump administration, as you rightly pointed out, General, is shutting down the research into that would help us update that data and better understand communities' flood risks. The government is literally preventing us from understanding what our community risk levels are at, especially when it comes to flooding. Here in the state of Wisconsin, that's a big deal. We've got just about a minute left before we have to take our first set of messages here. What is the message that you want to tell to Wisconsinites and folks across the country about climate change when they hear the president and others in this administration denying or questioning its existence or the urgency of that concern for Americans?
Well, the young people are going to have to take charge. Our problem with climate change and global warming is that the Senate, the majority of the Senate, don't believe in it. We got to get young people voted into office in the Senate and the Congress, because as long as we have this age group, they've been bought off by the oil and gas company. They have hijacked our democracy. We got to get the old people out of the Senate.
General Russell Honoré continues with me, Maggie Dawn, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. On the other side, you're not going to want to miss a minute of this great discussion. Stay with us, folks.